not to make them. But you're the representative. Well, I've asked to be represented.
It'll be general. It'll be general.
It'll be public. It's not on the agenda because you guys didn't put it on the agenda. It's supposed to be on the agenda.
Well, who'd you talk to?
Talk to you. On June last year.
You got well. You want us to remember from June of last year?
No, you guys are supposed to.
You're going to have to talk to us before that to get something on this agenda. We won't remember that from June of last year.
Well, yeah, if you guys agree.
So tonight,
on general public tonight, bring it up and we'll figure out. I'm not even sure what you're talking about. So bring up the general public.
I understand. It takes time to get things to work. Got
to
be a discussion.
Got to
be notified.
Yeah.
All of
that. But we've got to know to put it on an agenda. Otherwise, we don't.
We tried to do that way back in June.
Right here.
But the last time, the government's come out with their own plan.
He's talking about the RFP.
All these things. They don't have a plan, and yet the guys say, we don't have to do the plan. Or we got to wait for a 5-year deal.
You're talking two different things.
Yeah. We'll get you on
Clark County land use. You're talking about.
Okay, hey, we're gonna start now.
Yeah,
we're
gonna get going.
We're starting.
No. Hello.
I got the gavel. I make the rules. If not, I throw it. That's why I sit in the back. It's all right. Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. We're going to have an invocation start with by Stephen Waite, since he's wanting to give it. Give us a second.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful for our town board, the time they put in to service the Artoir Valley. Give you thanks for the county liaisons and those who are here to help us. We pray a blessing on Bunkerville. We pray that Thy Spirit be with us. And it's a blessing on our citizens. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For the record, this is the August 2nd, 2018 Bunkerville Town Board Advisory Board meeting. We'll start with public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. So if it's not on the agenda, then it'll come at the end of the meeting.
Brian?
It's just a typo.
From the...
No, this is on this agenda.
Oh, today's
agenda.
That's the next item. Okay. Any public comment on items on this agenda? Okay. I'm on approval of the April 12th, 2018 minutes for possible action.
Okay, there is an item here on the back, on item 8, about halfway down through. It says Vernon Pollock expressed concerns about...
That was you.
Huh?
I think that was you.
It says Vernon Pollock expressed concerns about the comment process. Local opinion should hold more weight than someone who is directly affected. I think that's supposed to say who is not directly affected.
Right, correct, yeah.
Indirectly, yeah.
Or who doesn't live here.
Yeah, and then down below it talks about once the RMP goes out, there will be a 190-day period, which I figure is probably a 180-day period. But anyway, those are the two things that I found that I didn't think were quite right.
Okay, any other changes? See anything else? Okay, do we have a motion to approve the minutes with those changes?
I'll make a motion that we approve those minutes with the noted changes.
A second. Aye. A second, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, approval agenda for August 2nd, 2018, and hold, combine, or delay any items. Changes there you want to make?
Okay, there's one item there, sorry, just a typo. Boyd Whitworth, his last name isn't spelled correctly. Just to bring that up.
It is.
That's probably why he didn't come.
Like, that's not me. That's not me.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion on that.
I'll make a motion that we correct his name.
Accept the agenda. With the exception.
As exception. With that exception. Accept the agenda as posted.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and second that we approve the agenda as posted with that one change. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. On to five, informational items. Land use plan update meetings.
Mr. Chair, you had your first meeting on July 18th. Did anyone of the three attend?
I did.
Scout camp was way more fun.
How many folks beside you?
I was the only one there when I went, and there were about two or three ahead of me that had signed in. So, but there's more opportunities. There's other days. So
your next meeting date is October 24th. And then the third and final land use plan discussion is January 24th.
Those will be in the community center, correct?
Correct. That's it.
Okay. Board to discuss Bunkerville Cemetery policy acknowledgement form for discussion only. Talk to us about that, Stephen? Yeah.
So we talked, actually probably the last meeting in April. Was that the last time we met? Mm-hmm. So discussion about what should be placed in a cemetery and whatnot. I've talked to, not exhausted the quantity of cemeteries, but I've talked to quite a few cemeteries. And I think the policy you have in front of you is, at least ones I've spoken to, is pretty accurate to what these people anticipate, both small towns and large towns. So like Caliente, Nevada, for example, and Mesquite, Nevada. I mean, size-wise, not a huge difference there, but as an example, major cities would I think hold to this policy here also. So I'm not sure if you want to read the letter. I'm not sure if that's necessary for the minutes.
Well, it's probably good because they may not have heard it or know about the letter.
So the letter I have, I have extra copies if anybody would like to read. So, this is draft number 10. So, between people I've handed to and said, please make sure it's diplomatic and make sure it's clear, I'll run it to the county. So, it says, dear patron, the following letter is designed to help all patrons understand the policies of the Bunkerville Cemetery. We want you to enjoy quiet time when you come to visit those who have passed on, but anticipate you will respect the grounds and all individual burial plots in this hallowed place. The Bunkerville Cemetery allows for families to leave one large item headstone to remember those who have died. This commemorative stone must be professionally made and installed. Piles of rocks, homemade objects, or etc. may not substitute for a headstone. Any additional large mementos such as benches, plants, concrete pads, flagpoles, staffs, pot hangers, and the like are not permitted and will need to be removed. Of course, you are permitted to decorate graves when you come to visit, but only with minor items. These flowers and memorial trinkets should be small enough to be placed on or next to headstones and should be anticipated to be temporary. Our cemetery is scheduled for regular maintenance. These groundskeepers are committed to keeping our cemetery manicured and looking uniform. They are sensitive to burials, events, and holidays, but starting in January of 2019, our workers will remove all unapproved items, large and small, from around the graves of the Bunkerville Cemetery. Workers are then authorized to routinely clean up and discard extra things that are left in the cemetery. Please do not approach the workers about this. It is not our intent to interfere with the way you show love and respect for those who are buried here. Yet the extra items and decorations are encroaching on other plots, obstructing walkways, causing maintenance issues, and visually congesting the grounds. We ask that you adhere to the Bunkerville Cemetery policy and assure our entire facility continues to look good. I created a Bunkerville Cemetery email just so people are really upset they can email that. I might have a chance to go through and read on my own time. I do believe the policy is fair. I think it is. It treats everybody who has a special summon in that cemetery the same way. I have loved ones who are buried there. I anticipate to follow the rule. So I'm not sure if if you guys have questions for me, or if you guys have
questions for you.
Okay, here's the one thing is we got to make sure that we keep him short and we don't go on and on and on, and that we're respectful to him too for all the work that he's done.
I read that letter, or the letter he just read, has to do with
Mr. Chair, I have to ask for...
We need a name and an address.
Keith Hatham, 4965 North Durango, Las Vegas. And half my family is buried in that cemetery. And I know we're related to you, and you have a large family there too.
Okay.
I'm kind of mad because I can't even get a spot in there.
I can address that if you want.
You can move back to Bunkerville.
My mom tried to get you to address that. When you read that letter, it has to do with gravestones and where the graves are set. The bench that we have there is set between your construction house or your maintenance house and a tree.
You bet. No,
and that. When we go up there, there's always somebody sitting on it. Usually older people that, when they bring their families there, their families go out through it and they're able to sit down and enjoy. It's a peaceful place. We're not taking up a plot. All we're doing, you have no place to sit up there, period. If you go up there, if you take a look, your elderly mother or aunt or something, in my case, maybe me, want to sit down there and enjoy it, there's no place to do it. We got a very nice bench, and it's from somebody here that was born and raised in the valley, and I don't see how it encroaches on anything that you brought up in that letter.
No, I think in that case, I think it's fair to say that the bench has been there 2 months, maybe?
I don't know.
She died 6 months ago, and we took her over Memorial Day.
So here's my question right here from the town board. Is that fair to let you guys put a bench there and not let everybody else put a bench there? That's the first thing that comes to my mind, trying to be fair to everybody.
If the bench is on any of the plots, not taking any space from anybody, everything on that letter talks about headstones. This is sitting back where nothing else is being used. It's a spot for someone to sit down.
It's for everybody.
And if somebody, it's not just for our family, it's for your family or whoever wants to sit there. It doesn't do anything to the cemetery that it's a beautiful bench.
And it is.
It's not doing anything.
I think his point is, if we say that's fine, and then every family that has someone in that cemetery says, I want a bench too, and they start to line them up over there, do we then say, okay, we let the Hafens, so we've got to let all of you, and at some point that becomes congestive. I'm not against your bench. I really am not. It's beautiful. I agree.
Could they donate it to the cemetery and you put it someplace in the cemetery? Maybe.
Here's another issue I have.
The place it's at now, you're never going to bury anybody there.
So on a maintenance issue wise, how is that going to be maintained? Because I'm going to tell you right now, where it's not mowed, where there's a headstone, anything that is not underneath the cement, you can have grass grow up and you have to weed eat it.
You pour a slab there that's level with the ground, 8 inches out in front of the bench. When they run their mower, they can run right around it. Won't ever have to move it.
Well, there's a sidewalk right behind it, so for all that matters, it could go on the sidewalk.
It could go anywhere.
But again, the question or the issue is, then do we start lining up benches along that sidewalk and it's no longer a sidewalk? And so, again, I'm not against the bench.
Well,
I'm just against them starting to line up and go.
When you go to the cemetery, you go to visit your deceased relatives.
And I have
people And you want to be able to go there and have a peaceful, if you're standing out there, this is right under a shade tree. It's a beautiful spot. And I don't see what the problem would be if there's 10 benches along there. If everybody adhered to the rules that it has to be able to easily maintain. I mean, they can drive around a piece of concrete as well as they can mow over it.
Quick, we have a question right here.
So Sean Sonderberg from Las Vegas as well. What if you made it conforming? So in other words, you can't just go to Smith's and buy a wood bench and stick it out there and put a placard on it and say, hey, this is my grandma's bench. But something that's conforming, something that has to be approved by the board, something that's architectural, something that would beautify the grounds, instead of just somebody coming in and putting the bench. I understand the ramifications of us placing the bench there. It is my grandmother's dying wish to have it there. We are trying to make that happen. But if we did something conforming to what you guys agreed to, it has to be all metal, it has to be on cement. And the family is willing to incur that cost, but yet donate it to Bunkerville, the cemetery there. Would
well,
that be something
and or maintain it over time because it's, I mean, the weather is
well,
going
to. And that would be up to the families.
Take, right.
And our yeah. family is, of course, up here all the time.
Mr. Chairman, first I want to thank Stephen for all the work that he put in it, and I'm thankful that you did because there is a liability issue on the county side as well when we're out there in the maintenance part of it. But I'm happy to meet with the Havens in Las Vegas to see if there's some other way that we can do it. But typically what happens, unless there's agreement in place or there's some kind of document, people put it there and 10 years later, no one's taking care of it anymore and it becomes an issue. So I'll meet with all of you and then reach out to you. But I think this is a great document that you did and I support it because at some point we have to draw the line because the county really isn't in the cemetery business. This is one of the few that we have and we want to maintain it.
I think we are the only Clark County maintained cemetery left. Everyone else has been taken over. And then if it was taken over, I guarantee you, you're not going to get stuff in there.
And
they're very lenient.
You have a plaque on it that says something.
So I'm willing to take that on. Alex will help me. Alex will help me, but I think that this has to, for all the other stuff out there today, we have to start setting a policy because there's not a lot of room to grow, so the county has been working to try and buy some additional land so that there's that for the long term, but I think this is spot on where we got to start. But I'm happy to take their issue, and if there's any other unique issues, you can send those emails to me, and I'll take you off the hot seat with it because you've done great work.
And here's just for this is my biggest concern is the fairness to everybody. I mean, we have lots of family in there too. My wife's a bunker. Obviously, a lot of people in there. But what if I want to put 3 or 4 benches out there, and there's no rule on it? You know, or someone else wants to put something on there. It's the fairness of every person having the same rules, not one family getting to have the Levitts have 1 million people in there. Should they get 5 benches?
And then
losers always say that, but no. Who was smarter then? No bench.
I'm trying to keep it orderly.
Yeah.
My name's Jerry Hafen. I live in Las Vegas as well. I'm the daughter of Dora Hafen. The bench is commemorating for the sons. We're sons and daughters.
We're good with that.
Yeah, I haven't made the change yet. But little son. But, you know, I just want to express to you the importance of this bench, not this particular bench, but any bench in that graveyard. You know, for years, my mother has gone up there and put in flags on Memorial Day, and she spent more time in that graveyard than she has with me the last few years. And because her family means a lot to her and her deceased family, her brothers, her sisters, her uncles, her aunts, her mom, her dad, her grandpa, they're all buried there. And the thing that upset her the most that we had conversations about was the fact that elderly people, people on canes and crutches and wheelchairs, don't have any place to come in and actually sit down and reminisce about their family that's passed. And that was the motivation behind this bench. It was my mother's wish that we would have a place of solitude where you could go sit, reminisce about family, and not worry about if you're going to fall in a pothole or not. You know, I mean, it's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. Whoever wants a bench there and can afford to put it there and wants something to memorialize their family, you should have a place for them to sit and to reminisce and to think about their past and their future because a lot of those folks are going to be in the ground there someday. And so I think it's a very important thing. You know, if this board would look at an architectural committee that have certain baseline structural things that would last, those things that would last forever, either concrete or metal. This particular one is powder coated. It's not going to go away for many, many, many years. It's well built. My nephew built that himself with his own two hands, and it's not just about that bench, okay? It's about people, giving the people the opportunity to go visit their relatives or past relatives and have a place of solitude where they can sit and relax and enjoy their visit with their predecessors. So take that into consideration when you're thinking about this. It's not about our bench. It's not something we want for ourselves. It's something we want for our family or future and past.
And I understand. I ran a cemetery, a private cemetery, for a couple of years while I was at college. So I understand how families want to deal with that and everything. It was private. It was very expensive to put a bench out there. I mean, they were paying $10,000 just for a bench spot. You know, obviously we're not paying anything here. But so I understand the emotions that go along with it, because I've dealt with those people for, you know, in the past. So I do understand that, you know. And as a town board, I guess in my mind, it's about being fair to every single person and treating everybody exactly the same, no matter who you are, that you're treated exactly the same as the other one. Applaud Marilyn. She's willing to work with a lot of people, and she's very good at, you know, not saying we can't find a place for this, but I do believe this policy does need to start so we don't have trees. When trees get planted out, then they have to mow around those, and rose bushes are out of there, and then someone else's lot's there, and, you know, it's got to be a little more uniform for maintenance. Yeah, question?
I'm Christine Leinberger. I live at 2820 Marcia. I'm the daughter of Dora Hafen. And my first experience with a death was my grandfather, Lemuel Levitt. And I was 7. And then all these years, we have come up and decorated the graves. You've got a fantastic cemetery out there, but you want to modernize it. It's not a modern cemetery. It's your history. Why are you taking out the rose bushes that family put next to loved ones and the trees? Why? I don't understand.
It's not their plot.
It's over 100 years old, and now you're going to tear things out that people have put in over the years, that it makes it unique. I've got a grandmother over there that had so many babies die, and their headstones are falling down and they're crumbling. Are you going to throw them away because they're too old and ugly? I mean, this is a beautiful cemetery. Why not add a little personal things to it, as long as you say it stays within your guidelines? And then when you build your new one, go strictly with that. But you've got an ancient, my dad sat on the wall there with my uncle, and my uncle looked at my dad and says, "Keith," he says, "guess what?" And dad said, "What, Clyde?" And he says, "People are dying to get in this cemetery, and they are buried in that cemetery. And I feel very strongly about this. Why destroy the rose bushes that people have put next to their wives? And this is very upsetting to me, because we live in Vegas, but we come 2-3 times a year to decorate those graves. And it is a historical graveyard. It's over 100 years old. So why modernize it? Let it be unique." That's all I have to say.
And that's a great comment. I guess my only response is, if it's not on your plot, can we just put anything anywhere we want?
Buy the plot to
you
put
can't
it
buy the plot.
I know, but they told us we couldn't have a plot.
Try buying the plots, right? There's no more plots.
Can I address a couple things? Honestly, I've gone over the policy a lot, in part because I wrote it. I wanted it to be kind enough that I go, death happens to be one of those things that it's really sensitive. Okay, so I want to have a clear-cut policy, and I'm standing by the policy. My desire is the only things that are in that cemetery are headstones. That's all I want in the cemetery. And I think it looks better. I don't think it is disrupting history to pull a rose bush out of the cemetery, in part because we pulled trees out before. Okay, I mean, we have pulled trees out of those cemeteries. We have groomed things because they've been overgrown. I think if you were to walk the cemetery and go, okay, are there things here that are congested in the cemetery? I think in fairness you go, yeah, there are. I don't think you can say yes to one person and no to someone else. I say it all goes. That's the policy I want.
Has this been the rule the whole time since they've been buried?
No.
Or
well,
is it something we grandfather because it's already there?
Well,
I say we are the only cemetery left. and we've been fairly lenient in the past, but...
And the county would be happy to give it away.
Yeah, so if you guys want to pay for the maintenance forever on it, the county would probably let you.
We want to preserve it because of the history that's out here. So, but at some point, we have to find ways, one, for the growth that's happening out there. We've been having those discussions. It's somewhat landlocked where it is, and we have to be able to make it safe for people to get to, right? So it's not really ADA compliant. That is something that the county is in trouble with the Department of Justice. So I'm saying I'm willing to sit down with all of you in Vegas, but Stephen did right by what we asked of him and what we need from the county in order to preserve it. So I want to stand behind you. I want to look. I was trying to run in my head because I have four cemeteries in my district. But I don't remember seeing anywhere where anybody can sit down. So I want to figure. I want to go back through and see if that's something that they do. How do they do it at other cemeteries?
Can I address everything? I've not seen cemeteries. Brian, did you have places for people to sit down within the grounds?
On the outskirts, we allowed them, but it was an expensive.
I see fountains in there. I see rock sculptures where they can sit down. I see all kinds of stuff in there. So,
all mortuaries has benches everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
It's
and if the benches aren't encroaching on the graves, you're landlocked there. What do you have left to bury in? A half acre?
We're filling it up, though. You bet. We're running out of plots.
Okay. But the areas that we're talking about aren't plots.
But it is.
They're under shade trees.
No, I'm just saying it's all part of the atmosphere. We're just effectively sitting on both ends of a spectrum.
Well, you know, I guess it's what you think atmosphere is. To us, to go onto a site and be able to sit down and reflect, and for elderly to sit down and young kids to sit down, I don't see what the problem is if there are 10 benches in there. And now sooner or later, you're going to run out of spots for benches. I understand that. But you're not taking up plots. You're not using up where you're burying people. And they're not sitting on the ends of the graves. As long as, in my opinion, as long as you're able to maintain them and mow around them, I don't see what the problem is with them.
I just politely disagree. I just don't like the way that
works. Well, I know you don't like
Clivin's got.
Hey,
Clivin's got a question. Hey, excuse me, we got a question right here, Clivin.
I wanted to know who's complaining. I mean, who brings this to the county? I mean, who's doing this petty complaining?
It ain't the 80-year-old lady sitting down on the bench.
Well, one little hiss.
A bunch of bureaucrat going on stuff, and somebody's complaining about something that don't need to be complained about.
One little history thing.
Right there, at that, and go on living in Bunkerville.
So recently we have actually outsourced cemetery maintenance because of cost to the county. It is now outsourced to a private company that is doing the maintenance on it because we don't have the manpower to take care of it. Just so you know, county's looking at cutting costs. And we got to be changing some stuff there just to be cutting costs too, or else they're going to dump it on us.
Well, you know, I happen to have some relatives there. And part of those trees that's there, those big tall pine trees there, my mother planted. I wonder if you want to tear them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just you know, and you take a rose bush that Sister Levitt had in her front yard that was grown there that she got from her grandma and maybe on down the line, and they take a cutting and plant it up there by the grave. And you guys think you ought to just go in there and just tear it out and just make things really good.
So here's a question: who maintains that?
Well, for hell's sakes,
who maintains it?
My pocket knife.
Well, but they don't's the problem. People put stuff in, they do not maintain it. No, we're paying them to mow and everything. We're not paying them to take care of every single little bush that someone plants there.
This is what I think about it. Like you said, this is a unique cemetery because it's the only one the county still owns. It's unique because it's here in Bunkerville, where almost everybody here, or at least 15 years ago, was all family. So it is unique. It is different from the other places. And I don't see what a bench or a 10 benches where people can go in and enjoy and sit down and reflect is going to be any problem. If you're making them maintenance free, if you go in there and pour the concrete to where the mower can run along the edge of it and around it, it's no different than mowing the lawn anywhere else. It's a heck of a lot easier than mowing around headstones.
And Mark will definitely make all the benches to match.
Yes.
He's in business.
He's not looking like he wants to.
You're not in LA. You're not in Vegas. You're in Bunkerville. And you should have a little bit of personality to your cemetery.
Question.
I just have to ask this question. How many requests for benches have you had to put in the cemetery? Because that's the only one I ever know.
Well, we do appreciate you talking about it because nobody else does. They just come and slam them in there, and then okay, now it's part of the deal.
The
and
ones
so,
you're
just a second. Let me finish the comment.
Anyway, so there needs to be something stated, and believe me, I have relatives there. I have some rose bushes next to my grandparents, and you know what? It may be nice, and I don't know who put it in. I don't think Grandma and Grandpa give a darn about that rose bush that's next to them. Now, the people that are alive, maybe they do, and maybe my mom would stand up and say, shame on you, Vern.
You'd be in time out,
right? Yeah, you go to your room. But she doesn't come and maintain it, and I don't go and maintain it.
So, Mr. Chair, just in effort of time, it's wonderful to see folks come up to our meeting. We're usually sitting here alone. The commissioner is committed to getting together, super emotional. Family goes back generations. Perhaps we can mix everything that we've talked about tonight, some common sense, some grandfathering of certain areas, whatever we have to do. Marilyn's going to do research.
Not exactly. I'm just saying when you start, there's a lot of things that trigger when you start doing different things. So, but I'm willing to sit down with you all in Vegas and have that discussion where Janice will go and take plenty of pictures tomorrow. And I think that we do, going forward, though, have to have something. Because people don't maintain it anymore. People don't, that we wouldn't have the falling down stones that people were actually seeing on top of their stuff. So
question.
I appreciate this.
Can we leave the bench there until we come up with an idea?
So this says January, so I work pretty fast.
January 19th is when we're hoping to get the policy in.
So I'm pretty...
It may be.
Do you have a bigger room than this?
It may get moved on to the cement. That's all I'm saying, because right now it's on grass that needs to be mowed.
We would like to be able to permanently mount it there so it doesn't disappear.
Well, that's what she's going to talk to us.
Well, we'll have you guys meet with the commissioner here and kind of look at that. But as far as the policy is, you know, the policies that we have to comply with, kind of the way that the county is going now.
Change. I mean, this one changes January 8th of 18. Yeah. So, I mean, 19. So, you know, policies change. Policies can change. And I don't think there's anybody in this town, in this community, that would be objectionable to having a bench there. You know, there's unmarked graves in that graveyard that could really use headstones that don't have them. You know, I don't think you're going to get a ton of people that are going to say, well, I'll put a bench in, but I'm not going to replace my grandmother's headstone. I mean, this is not going
to
happen.
Yeah. You would be surprised. That's why I'm happy to meet with you in my office. We get the calls all the time, people wanting to move somebody from Utah, and they don't want to pay for this. I mean, so we do get calls often. So I would just happy to meet with you in my office, and we work pretty fast. But I mean, there's other things that trigger. So the government, I can't just go in there and pour slab, because then it triggers all kinds of other things, ADA, prevailing wage, all that. So I'd have to work. I mean, that's just the rules,
right?
So I work pretty well with the Boy Scouts out here to get a donation towards our Eagle Scout project to do things. So I just need time to evaluate it, and it's not going to be resolved tonight.
All
right.
Okay.
One final comment.
Got a question for you. On your rules and regulations where you put plots, how close could you put a plot to a wall, the outside border of your property?
The only reason why we don't run up to the wall is just for the trucks to be able to get around. And my digger needs to be able to manipulate his backhoes.
So is there any place that could be set on the outside that for a bench or a future bench, which meets the standards and qualifications set forth by you guys, could be placed?
Sounds to me.
I only want to say that my qualifications are going to be a bench.
If the backhoe has to get in there and it's in the way, then obviously you can't have it.
That's the issue.
I have an unrelated question.
Well, you have to wait till the end of the meeting then, because this is the last question.
Related to the cemetery.
Hey, right now you can get around the trees.
Oh, so, yeah, you're inside the tree line. That's right.
Yeah, so if you stay between the trees, that's your back will be around.
Well, we're gonna let her work on it first and kind of see what she comes with on compliance stuff, and then this is only for discussion tonight. It's not a voting
item. I have a question for him, Mr. Wade.
Short question, because I'm shutting it down.
How come every time we bury somebody up there, we have to squeeze them through a 3-foot gate? We all have to get some on the other side.
That's part of the ADA.
You want it modernized, but you're afraid to throw over the fence. There's a big hole on the backside. Walk through that one.
Yeah, but you've got to walk across 50 grades to get there.
Thank you.
That's when the trailer with the trailer holds the casket up.
Item 6. Planning and zoning, there's no items. 7, budget request update from prior fiscal year and take public input regarding suggestions for next funding year budget requests.
Yes, Mr. Chair, it's here already, so you should have your last year, seems like yesterday, list. It's lovely again to have the public here, so...
They're not bunker villains, though.
They have roots. They got roots.
They got
roots. I did hear we got some SNPLA money, maybe, so we can be working on some of these projects here.
$3.5 million has been allocated to the park for you guys.
So new pavilion, new awning at the
new pavilion, you guys can pick, trail.
I have it down to a science now about how much everything should cost, so we can kind of figure it out. There's just a couple of things that are required, and... through SNPLA, and so we'll get you those requirements, and then you guys could really start thinking about what you'd like to see.
So when's this funded for? When's this
so
funding?
It's funded for this fiscal year.
Okay.
Did you start in July?
So actually, it doesn't start till October because of the way the money is allocated. But here's what I'll tell you, and I've shortened the time frame because I'm pretty tough on them there. So it's really about 180 days of design. So what I find that shortens that is if you guys come with me to some ideas, I attend every single meeting and I shape days at every single meeting, right? I don't like going to a meeting for a meeting. So if you guys come with some ideas, I can get that pushed that much faster. So I'd like to start construction next spring, late spring. So it's about 60 days for it to go. It would have to come to the town board. It has to go to the county commission. Then it has to go out to bid. That itself takes about 120 days. So the sooner that you guys can come up with some ideas.
I got ideas. So.
I walked the park myself tonight. So just, you know. And listen, don't, what I always tell people, put everything that you want because it's easier to take things out and add them for future. So, don't be shy.
Okay.
It's about 3.5 minutes.
It will not be anything like the trail.
Oh, yes, it will.
No.
Brian,
it's a new day.
I'm really excited about that. How long did it take to see the bike path?
We don't want
to
see it. Don't even
start. Just
15
awesome.
Years.
And this is like 3 years. It's awesome.
I came in at the end.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I've seen a bike on that path. That's awesome.
Oh, I'm on it all the time. I ride it. I'm on the path.
I just wondered if we could make that 3.7 minutes, we could maybe get somebody to put
in
the rose bushes.
That's a different place.
nice thinking, though.
What is this?
Mr. Chair, do you want to go over each one?
Sure.
Is everything staying?
I'm good with the way they are.
So Parks and Rec, your trail around the park with lights, that's still prominent number one. Okay, and then replacing
yes.
the awning.
Two.
Second,
yeah.
And playground equipment inside the...
I don't know what that means.
Inside
oh,
the hole
right
over
here.
That they ripped it out, and then they decided to put block
right
wall
here,
around
yeah.
it with nothing in it.
There's a block wall with just sand in there.
That's for the... That's
there used to be a
swing.
For the preschool.
That's already been done. It's 80,000 already allocated
yeah.
for that.
For that.
That's already done.
Oh, cool.
That's already allocated.
Okay.
We'll put something okay,
public works.
I'm trying to share the wealth.
Marilyn can ask for street lights. Street lights.
Yeah, they were just
yeah,
not a signal.
I sent
not
one
a
to,
light, a street
yeah,
light.
To you or somebody.
Virgin Street and 2nd West.
That's Boyd.
I think there were two that Boyd was asking for.
Yeah. Right, and you looked like that every time he asked for them, so.
I was like, why do you want more streetlights? But hey, if people want it, that's fine.
Yeah, not everyone.
I like not having streetlights in my house, so I'm good with that.
Paved parking areas south and west of the park.
That might come under the money from.
Well, what you guys could do is do a master plan. I think that would all be there, but I think you should probably add a few things, right? Because for about $3.5 million, you could get quite a bit of that. Yeah, almost all of it. So you guys should add a couple of things that we can work on for the following year.
Can we update the base, like the backdrop of the baseball fence and?
Yeah, I think we had that right there since the playground equipment's already.
Yeah, we can add that in there. That backstop is kind of getting hammered.
It would be nice if it were more level up at the top. I mean,
pickleball is really popular with us older folks in town.
That's why we leave it Mesquite.
There you go.
What did she call it? Shuffleboard?
I don't know if we have any room for pickleball. There's not really any extra.
You'd be surprised. We were able to take a park that size and put barbecues, a splash pad that had like a step down amphitheater look so that parents could sit and watch the kids play, as opposed to going to the benches. We were pretty creative on doing some different stuff. We paved all of it. The infrastructure is typically what is the biggest cost, but you guys don't have those same problems because we don't have to work with North Las Vegas or NDOT. We just work with ourselves. So I would draw up what you want, and I would maybe put something in there, additional things to be determined later than October.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Additional things to be determined.
That way we have some room.
Additional park items to be considered.
Well, if it's parkway or you want, or if there's other things, you know, just give yourself something on the list so that you can.
Okay. Now, is this specifically park?
The Sniplo dollars are specific to the park, so you're aware that the county is doing the $150 million bond. So each commissioner is going to get about $21 million. The only person that I've told absolutely no is to Mesquite. Because I represent 600,000 people, I try to spread it out. So we are doing an equestrian facility in the northwest part of the valley. We're doing some things in Logandale. Overton, they don't have a splash pad. We're upgrading the soccer field. So I'm telling you, on top of your $3.5 million grant, I could find some money for you.
Okay.
So make or go home. That's our thing.
Get it now, because we'll never
the
get
reason
it.
For that question is that we used the community center last week.
Right.
And I went in the kitchen, and I am amazed at how dilapidated it is in there.
So crazy enough, we give them $35,000 each for the senior and $35,000 for the rec center. Every single year, we've been giving them that all the time.
Are we talking about this building right here?
Oh, this building here? Okay, center. I haven't seen this building.
That really could use a lot of updating.
I mean, it is in really tough shape.
The whole thing is pretty rough shape, yeah, in general.
Do you guys use it by chance? Does the high school use it for their culinary program? Good day for Bunkerville kids?
They could.
Well, I'm just seeing how I can find some money.
The FFA does come over here and... FFA comes and does judging, horse judging and things in Bunkerville from the school. The school.
Brian,
they're probably going to have to cook something.
Can we finish the bike path? Is that possible to get back up on the riverside? But we end on second.
My only problem with the bike path is I can't get the bollards to change. And so everybody doesn't want to talk to me
about
it.
Boyd's not here.
Because I can't get rid of
I don't want them to change anyway.
That's Boyd.
What's that?
The bridge.
The barriers, the bollards.
Oh, I got you.
They're fine by me.
Steve, you complete the bike path to where?
I'd love to go around the school.
Down to the park and then around the trail.
That would be awesome.
RTC. They have dollars for
that. That was original plan. The original plan was to come there and come down to the park, go all the way around the park and make
it. As long as I don't have to talk about those bollards, okay?
No bollards on that part.
That'd be great if we could finish it.
You guys defend me because awesome. I can't talk about the bollards.
Okay.
I love the bollards.
You put the culinary kitchen.
You got the baseball backstop on
in
there,
this
right?
Community center?
Yeah.
Well, how often is this community center rented or used or on a
every
basis?
Week. I mean, I guess
it's pretty regular.
Every week.
Yeah.
Well, it's used every day.
Well, we're trying to find a spot for the 4-H kids. They don't have anywhere to go in Mesquite.
We got a spot for them.
And they need a spot to.
Well, they use it.
Meet. So right now they're meeting. They
talked to Carol Bishop. Cooperative Extension in Overton. Carol Bishop.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a new AC in this building right now.
Well, you guys do have
new. You remember last year without a meeting without any.
No, yeah. There is some.
We have an extremely long meeting tonight.
No heat.
Yeah.
Yes.
The
on the
no, it's the rec centers that IT's been working on, but not necessarily this space. Right
trying
now.
To get Wi-Fi from the rec centers and
pretty good. Get it in the fire
Wi-Fi.
Station.
Huh?
We actually, the fire station right now has it donated from Reliance Connects because the county was too hard to work with to get it over there.
Believe it, but you didn't call me. Trying to make the volunteer fire
department
work. Okay.
So you have one more meeting.
Okay.
So I'll dress this up. You'll have it prior.
We'll get more specifics. We'll get more specifics for next time.
And then your third and final will button it up, and then it'll be forwarded to the commissioners. And that's it for your general business.
Okay. Next, comments by the general public.
Mr. Chair, if I can go first, it's super fast.
Yep.
I have training form acknowledgments from the three of you. We can ask Alex, who's here with us tonight, in the event we don't get them. This is an elected board. What do I do if I don't get the training acknowledgment?
They have until the end of the year. Can we get the others?
Until the end of this year?
We drove out here last week.
Are they fires?
Are
they fires?
He wants his back.
Fired.
he wants his
can
back.
Can we be fired?
Mr. Chair.
We don't have an actual
paper. They're easy to throw
actually,
up.
Get your board in order.
We're done. Us three
are
done.
Oh, you
it's
three
the
are
other
done?
Two.
Yeah, we got
the
man.
Other two
yeah, we've done ours.
First Sunday in January.
The other two are done.
So
it's the other two we can't.
If they don't turn their forms in, the county won't be.
But they're appointed.
But it's an elected board.
We're actually all appointed.
They're appointed because we didn't have
Vern.
Other people.
I'm elected.
He's the only one that ran.
He was the only elected member here. Right.
But I didn't put in for this go-around.
No. So we'll all be appointed.
Well,
that's
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I don't mind serving again. I just didn't want to fill out all the CE stuff that I did last time and put zeros every time and have to pay attention. Anyway, I digress. Yeah.
All right, that's
we'll get
okay.
Well, I'll be up here tomorrow if I can find either one of these fellows. Do they both teach?
No.
No.
Boyd's still on summer break.
Right, so I'm going to wait until he's in school.
They're on horse for Pulte now.
Okay. I want to talk to both of you tomorrow. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
General Public, Cliven, you want to get up and tell us what you're talking about there? Now's the time.
You know, I
got 3 minutes.
It doesn't be any good to address you. But,
well, then sit down and go away.
It's fine, I'll do that.
If you're going to get attitude with us, then we'll give attitude back.
Let me tell you something. I have a lawsuit going on with the state of Nevada and Martin County, and I'll make sure you guys are involved in that, okay?
I told you to come tell us what to do. If you're going to stand up right there and tell you it's not worth talking to us after I told you to come tell us so we can get it on, then it's not worth talking about if you're not going to say it.
You've had this before you for almost 1 year. You haven't moved down it. We know that it takes time to get it to an action point. We know there need to be some discussions, and we've tried to do that, and you've totally ignored us. Tonight I come, and we're not on the agenda, so I'll guess I'll send you a certified letter, make sure we get on the agenda. And then we'll just legally take care of this. Because you guys represent me.
Well, tell us what you want. Then don't stand up and say it's not worth talking to us. If you want to tell us something, tell us.
You represent me because I live in your area, in your township.
Correct.
And so you're the republic form of government. If I'm going to address the government, address anybody, it's proper to come through you because you represent me. And so that's what I want to do. I want to make sure I'm properly represented in a movement for a land plan. And the thing of it is I don't want to go to the county commissioners first. I want to go to the town board of Bunkerville and also the town board of Moapa, because that's where I have property rights. And I want to make sure that I'm in a proper form. And then I'll move forward to the county commission.
And that's right. That's why I want you to tell us what you got.
Okay. So what I want to ask you for right now is, I guess, a hearing on a land plan. And I want to make sure that we have the proper notices and the proper procedure, where when I come before you and lay the plan before you, I'll be proper. And I need to know that, and I would really appreciate either...
Well, I guarantee you I will put you on the next town board as an agenda item.
Okay, but I don't want to go for 6 months. I want to... I want to call a special town board meeting for this. A special one.
Well, special ones are for zoning items.
This is a zoning item. You know, you guys go ahead and all kinds of land planning, but for some reason you don't want to really have a land plan presented. And I've got a land plan to present to you.
Okay.
Okay, so...
When's our next town board meeting?
Your next scheduled town board is September 27th.
Okay, so that we're talking about 2 months away.
So, Clive and Matt, sorry, is there some things that you could put on the current land use? We're updating the current land use now.
Your advisory board here is advised, so they only do that every once in every 5 years.
We're doing it now, though.
I know, but they never notified me that it was going on.
All the citizens got a notice.
Yeah. Okay, I know that
the
government has got some deadlines in August on some land planning. And for this area,
August,
I don't know how they're coming.
I don't think there's any deadlines in August.
Not for us, not for the county.
Did you get your letter in the mail that was mailed to you when we have our meetings? Did you not receive that? It's a postcard.
It's got a little blue
postcard. It's got the dates.
We'll send you one tomorrow. Because there's active meetings going on in Moapa, in Logandale, Overton, and Bunkerville. We're actually doing them all very separate this time. So there's three more meetings at each one of those locations. So we'll send you the dates.
Okay, now if I can I interrupt for a second? I think what Clive was talking about, a total encompassing all of Clark County, be it Clark County, be it claimed by the federal government, whatever the case is. Is that true?
No, it's only a part of Northeast Clark County land plan.
Okay, but Clark County and what BLM considers to be managing, is that correct? A combination of the two?
Well, if you want to call it BLM management, I call it the Clark County Nevada land, and what I call it. Okay, and I have a plan for it, a portion of Northeast Clark County.
But I think he's talking about the RMP that's going on right now, the BLM's pushing. And now I think that's what he's referring to as some August deadlines.
As far as the first set of comments, so our office is working with Timothy Williams. You guys met him when he came with Secretary Zinke, so we are already in those conversations. I was actually supposed to be in D.C., so the sooner that you, if this is what you're talking about, you'll get stuff submitted.
Understand something here. I'm not dealing with the federal government. I'm dealing with Clark County, Nevada.
I'm Clark County.
Okay, but you're going back to Washington, D.C. To deal with Clark County, Nevada land. I'm not interested in that at all.
Well, in order for me to carry your message, I got to go to D.C. where I'm working on
public transport. I don't want to carry this message. I want to carry this message to this board.
Okay.
Is that what you got right there?
That's fine.
Dwayne's got a copy of
She's got
Mr. Bundy, please, we have to be careful. Open meeting law, this has not been posted. If he's asking,
It's only discussion.
We can.
Anyway, thank you. I guess I'm on a meeting schedule. I want a spatial meeting. I want a spatial meeting to discuss this. And if you want to know what I want it within 2 weeks. Now, if we got the time to do that, okay, then we don't.
Well, I don't know if it's going to happen in 2 weeks.
Well, we're not going to wait 2 months.
Well,
because we go 2 months, and I know we got to go another 30 days or so with our next meeting before we can have a move this forward. I've been several years trying to move this thing forward.
I will stop by your house. I will stop by your house and talk to you about it. So we can after I read it.
Okay, I just want to schedule. I don't really need to talk.
Do we have a special call meeting that is available to be had between now and September 27th?
Yes, Mr. Chambers.
When's the date on that?
I don't have anything.
Okay, I'll find out what we got there, and I'll stop by your house.
Okay, and if you people are over, I need the same action in Overton or the I guess it's the Moapa Town Board.
Overton, Logandale, or Moapa?
No, not Moapa. I mean, yeah, and you know, I've been calling that Overton Town Board, it's really a Moapa Town Board, isn't it?
Moapa Valley.
Moapa Valley, yeah, right. And then you have Moapa.
Correct.
Okay, I don't want nothing to do with Moapa. No. Moapa. I just want Moapa Valley.
You've got who you need. The gal we have out there was in Vegas for quite a while, and we had some things going on with the county, so she wasn't out at that office if you were calling there. But we should have taken care of your phone call anyway. But we can get you on the Moapa Valley Town Board, and then Brian will get in touch with you about a date for this one.
Sure.
Okay, you're
just so you know, in the future, Clyde, if you have a question, just call me. Okay, I haven't seen this. That's why I told you,
no,
come tell us tonight.
I handed it out on the June 1st meeting, but you were
see,
not.
See, I wasn't there, and I didn't see it.
I had one to give to you, so.
I didn't see it. Sorry.
Anyway, we want to make this move forward proper. But the thing of it is we've been trying to move it far proper for a year, and it hasn't moved. And so I come today, not trying to be rough or anything, I'm trying to say I want a hearing on this. And I don't want to wait 2 months and then another 2 months before we can have the next meeting to process. We should have had it to this where we can. We should have it all over, but we don't. So we're starting over new. I understand that.
Well, next time, if you're too slow, just call me directly, okay? So,
okay, thank you.
So I know what's going on. Okay, any other comments by general public? All right, we will adjourn this meeting then until next meeting.
Make sure I know how to turn.